Droid, is it the one? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Verizon and Motorola have been revealing some more details about the Droid, the phone based on Google's Android operating system that's coming out soon. Perhaps you've seen the ad on TV lately for the Verizon Motorola Droid that attacks the iPhone for not having some key features that the Verizon phone does. I don't have a real keyboard, says the ad. I don't run simultaneous apps. I don't take 5-megapixel pictures. I don't customize. I don't run widgets. I don't allow open development. I don't take pictures in the dark. I don't have interchangeable batteries, says the ad. Everything I don't, Droid does. Will the Motorola Verizon Droid be a legitimate contender in the smartphone arena? I put that question to Kent German with CNET.
Well, this phone is significant because it is Verizon's first phone with the Google Android operating system. Verizon has been a member of the Open Handset Alliance, which has been developing this operating system for a while now. But this is the first phone out with Verizon for it, and it's seen as a real direct competitor to the iPhone, both by its specs and also in their ad and marketing campaign.
The fact that Verizon is doing an Android phone, does that suggest that Verizon is not going to be partnering with Apple anytime soon on an iPhone?
It certainly suggests that. The rumor that Verizon has been getting an iPhone out has been around a long time, and people have said it was this year and maybe next year, but it does pretty much suggest that Verizon is getting, Verizon is leaning away from having the iPhone. And we have to remember, too, that Apple would have to create a new version of the iPhone to go on Verizon, since Verizon's technology is different from AT&T. And since Verizon's been so going up against the iPhone by marketing this phone, that definitely does suggest that we're not going to see a Verizon iPhone for some time.
What's the consensus on whether this phone can be a big success, something that really can become a notable alternative to the iPhone?
I think a lot of people believe that it can. The Android OS, when it first came out, it certainly had its weak points, and it wasn't on a lot of devices. But the OS is continuing to develop. They continue to put out updates, much like Apple puts out updates to the iPhone. So it is getting better. And as it comes out on more devices, it's maturing, it's growing attractive to consumers. It will depend a lot on the hardware. If Motorola can make a phone that's easy to use, it's attractive, has a good interface, and has a good construction, then this phone could definitely be a major player. And the consensus is that it just really depends on that hardware and how Motorola and Verizon have really implemented the Android system.
Kent German is an editor at CNET, where he covers the mobile phone industry. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.